Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 11 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Bam and I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online we have is Mawlana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, we have to ask you, how are you after this long break that we had?
Alhamdulillah, very long break.
Yes. Mawlana, we were currently discussing the understanding modern technology, and in our last few discussions, we mentioned that this is a faith-based discussion, social media in the light of Islam, and how does Islam view technology, and we said that any changes or anything that's moving forward, Islam doesn't oppose it, and we gave an example that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, initially he was an ummi, and in Islam, firstly they had was verbally where they spread Islam, thereafter they sent letters, and then in the letters there was a seal, so there was progress that was going around. So in the same way, technological progress will always continue. So we need to learn how to use this form of communication. And we did a hadith, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Then we discussed about how important it is for us to learn about the social media. And we took the hadith of طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. And we said that in today's time also it's compulsory because of the time, the need is there that we need to learn about social media. We can't just cut it off totally. So we need to learn how to use this social media. And normally people only restrict these hadith just to ibadat, but it also in this sense also it comes into the sense that where we're studying about social media also, Mawlana.
That's correct, Mawlana. You gave a long introduction as a recap, mashallah, may Allah reward you. Do you want us to just start with our discussion, or is there anything else that you want to talk about before we actually go into our real discussion?
Mawlana, we did discuss more about the intention that we have to have, and how social media is a challenge, giving, and we did the hadith of, like the Nabi Sassam said about, you know, people that are standing on the corner of the roads, that they shouldn't stand there, and the reasons were given also, that if they want to stand and talk there, then they should give the rights of the roads, and that was by lowering the gaze, abstaining from anything offensive, returning the salam, and also Amr bin Ma'ruf. So in the same way we say social media, this also must be done in its correct way. And thereafter we also explain about social media allowing people to be fake, where people are not positive about themselves, people lie about themselves, their self-esteem is down, they're not happy about themselves, then they create someone that is not really there. So they are actually fake. And we gave the hadith, min sharri nasi dhul wajhain, that most evil amongst people are those who have two faces. And I think we stopped around in that area.
Gee, Mawlana. Firstly, before we even commence, I think in your enthusiasm to give a recap of our discussion, we did not even greet our listeners. So we take this opportunity to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our listeners of Radio Islam. And we also hope and wish that they had a good break. And they are all ready for the new year with all your new year resolutions. And may we all benefit from whatever good takes place around us, inshallah.
Ameen.
Yes, Mawlana, today we continue with our discussion relating to social media and the use of social media. I also would like to say that we were discussing previous to this the tafsir of Surah Kahf, and we went into depth of it. However, for the next few weeks, inshallah, we will be discussing this very topical topic, which is social media, and then we'll continue with Surah Kahf, inshallah, after we do a few of these discussions. This discussion is also a very crucial discussion, very important discussion, and as you have rightly said, Mawlana, it has become an extension of our lives, the use of social media. What I would like to do today is have a discussion from an ayah of Surah Hujarat. This Surah Hujarat, addresses some of the communal and social etiquettes of Islam. And some of the social etiquettes of Islam that Quran espouses, and which the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most certainly a testimony of. However, I would like to make it a little bit more specific, and that is that we have a chapter in Islam and in Islamic ethics which we call Afatul Lisan or Manhiyatul Kalam or dhunubul lisan, meaning the prohibitions of speech, the prohibitions of the tongue, the sins that are committed by the tongue. And this is a very classical topic, and much has been written on it. Many books have been written about it. Many talks we must have heard about it. But I want us just to reflect, and even if it means within yourself, ask yourself this question, that today in the days that we are living in, do we text more than we actually talk? And this will go to show that in our context, in the environment that we are living in, especially with the progress of technology and smartphones and social media, this type of communication via text, electronic communication, has taken the place of direct speech. In the past, we used to speak directly with people. But now, most of our communication is via electronic media, via text messages, WhatsApp and Facebook and all of that. So in our classical usul, in our deen, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have used speech because it is the most fundamental and common means of communication between people. And speech transcends all religions and nations. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, that Allah has taught us the skill of speech. But the rules that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us, when it comes to speech, direct communication, equally, in fact, if not more so, would apply to written and digital or electronic means of communication. And because we are talking about social media, and most of our discussions and communications now is via text messages, every principle that is found with regards to the use of the tongue would apply when we communicate via social media. Now let's take an ayah of the Holy Quran in Surah Hujarat. And we had said this previously, that the transcendency of our deen, that our deen has no timeline. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Kareem, we will find in it advice, instructions, nasiha, recommendations, irrespective how we will progress technologically or in any other way. But the important thing is to be able to apply that which we read in the Quran and that which we hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our everyday activities. And we did make mention of this in the past, and that is how our pious predecessors entered a new environment. And that's important for us to look at. Now let's take us ayah of Surah Hujarat, ayah number 11. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum, wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa an yakunna khayran minhunna, wala talmizu anfusakum, wala tanabazu bil alqab. بئس اسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. Look at this ayah, and we are going to apply this ayah to the use of social media. Allah says, O you who believe, men should never scoff, in other words, to speak to someone or about someone in a mocking way at other men. Maybe the latter are better than the former. And the same applies to women, as Allah says, nor should women ever scoff at other women. Maybe the latter women are better than the former ones. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also goes on further, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not find fault with one another, nor call one another with bad nicknames. Bad is the name of sinfulness after embracing faith. بِئْسَ إِسْمُ الْفُسُوقِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. If anyone does not repent, then such people are the wrongdoers. It's amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word yaskhar. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yaskhar. And as has been our practice when we discussed the tafsir and the commentary of Surah Kahf, it is very crucial for us to look at the language and the vocabulary that Allah chooses. Nothing of the Quran in the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incidental. Every word that Allah has used in this most beautiful, divine, high speech of His, there is by choice. So Allah has said, yaskhar, the word yaskhar. This word, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la yaskhar, is derived from the word sukhriya, the root word. And if you look at the literal translation or the literal meaning of this word, yaskhar means public humiliation. It means public humiliation. Allah is saying, people who claim to have faith, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who are believers, O you who are claiming to believe, la yaskhar qawmun, do not mock at people. The word used is sukhriya, so it specifically refers to mocking someone, to humiliate someone, to make fun of someone, and public humiliation. In public, do not do so. Do not publicly humiliate someone. Do not publicly poke fun at people. So Allah is saying, do not publicly humiliate one another and do not attack one another with names, nicknames. The use of bad titles, derogatory titles, the use of nicknames and derogatory names, and to pick on one another. And this can be summarized as bullying. The Quran in this ayah is talking about bullying. Now, it's amazing that we read these ayats and we are unable to apply that to our circumstances. How beautiful is the Quran and how beautifully is this ayah addressing the topic of bullying. Now, we have something that has become very common in our times, that is via the social media, which also is called cyberbullying. This is also another major issue that we are experiencing by means of the social media. Awareness has also risen due to the high profile cases of even suicide as a result of cyberbullying. By making publicly posting things about people through the social media. And that is also something that this ayah addresses. So cyberbullying is harming or harassing via information technology, by internet, WhatsApp, Facebook, and it is repeated in a deliberate manner. Now, cyberbullying could be limited to just posting rumors, posting gossip about a person, bringing about hatred in another person's minds, or it may go to the extent of personally identifying victims and publishing materials, severely defaming people, humiliating people, and this has become such a common trend by means of the social media. With the increased use of technology, poking fun at people, which this ayah prohibits, cyberbullying has become increasingly common, especially among teenagers. Cell phones, computers, are by themselves not to blame for cyberbullying. It's not the computer, it's not the cell phone that's to be blamed. Social media sites can be used for positive activities, like connecting kids with friends, connecting with family. It can even be used for educational purposes, helping students with school, and for entertainment. However, these tools can also be used to hurt other people. Whether done in person through technology, the effects of bullying are similar. Whether you personally attack someone or you do it via the social media, both have similar effects. In fact, I would argue this point and say that via social media, it is even worse. You know, bullying, Maulana, has something evil about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain distaste that someone who even has a decent disposition, someone who even has a decent semblance of good, will have a distaste of bullying. He will become uncomfortable when they witness bullying. There is just something wrong about it. Now, cyberbullying via the social media platforms is one of the largest problems that we have today. That's the problem it's causing today. People bullying online via social media, Facebook, people being mocked at, people being ridiculed, humiliated, and the toll and effect of it is having on people. Often, a person guilty of this says, and his mentality is that if someone has posted something about someone else, publicly humiliating someone via the social media, and if you bring it to the notice of that person, they will say, you know, if it's bothering you, why don't you just turn your page off? But we have to understand the culture we come from. That this has become, social media, has become the only form or the most commonly used form of communication that consumes people, and this is a reality. Nobody can deny that. So this culture of cyberbullying is a huge problem. As I had said, I don't want to address the obvious things that are discussed in these ayats, but rather those things that our minds and thoughts may not even think about. Regarding this ayah, and regarding many such ayahs that we will discuss inshallah, and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generally will discuss these issues, or the ayahs will be discussed in a general form. But I want to take this discussion a little bit different, and a little bit different to an area where our minds might not even have been to. Bullying occurs not only superficially, making fun of someone's appearance, not only the way someone dresses, not only the way someone talks, or somebody's lack of social prowess, in other words, his social etiquette, somebody not being so cool, as we say in our circles, and this is a reprehensible problem that we use the social media to bring about these type of things about people. But then there is also something else that happens, Mara, and that is religious bullying. That also goes on in the social media. When we start criticizing people, when we start belittling people, when we start making people feel less religious, and we need to understand from the psychology of the bully himself, the one that uses these platforms to mock at people, to propagate rumors about people. We need to understand the psychology of that person. Bullying or making mock of a person via these platforms is just a manifestation of one's own insecurity. So when we bully people, making people feel less religious, it's just a manifestation of the insecurity of our own faith and our own understanding of our deen. And this is another issue that this ayah addresses. Whilst we are talking, Moana, I know I'm talking and talking and talking, but if any of our listeners would like to bring any aspect that I'm saying which may not make sense, or any aspect that they want to add on to our discussion, please feel free to do so.
Shima, they can feel free, and this is a phone-in program. You can call us on 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. If you don't want to come on air, then there is a, they can SMS us on 48855. That's 48855. And we want people to interact with us to tell us what we're speaking. If it's does it make sense or doesn't it make sense, also, Marana?
Yes, most certainly. So the first part of this ayah, Surah Hujarat, ayah number 11, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, we've addressed that part, and that is publicly humiliating people via the social media platform has been prohibited in this ayah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further goes and say, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Bad is the name of sinfulness after embracing faith. Now how do we connect this with social media? بِئْسَ إِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Bad is the calling of names. Name of sinfulness after embracing faith. We can connect this with, this is profanity, obscenity, foul language. The use of profanity, the use of obscene language, the use of foul language. Now we see this in our culture, that foul language has become such a comfortable, common means of expressing ourselves. Foul language, the use of profanity, the use of obscene language, the use of dirty language, the use of foul language, in our culture has become such a comfortable, common means of expressing ourselves. Foul language is something extremely detestable. Because by social media we're not directly with people, so we feel free to just say things and use language in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah has likened this to the corruption of your faith. Allah has likened this to the corruption of your iman, a corruption of your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah has declared that the worst thing that you can do after entering faith, the worst thing that you can do after accepting iman, the worst thing that you can do after being a Muslim is the use of foul language, profane and obscene language. And Allah says, بِئْسَ إِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Now we have to understand, and as I have said before, that all the rules that apply to direct verbal speech, all the rules that apply to speech, to verbal communication, equally, in fact if not more, would apply to social media. And again I would say, that using foul language on social media is worse than actually verbally using it. And listen to what I'm saying, man. And I'm saying this, that we need to be cautious.
Before we carry on, we have one caller. Let's take this call first, man. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Malana.
Ji.
I wanted to comment on this. Where you notice today that, you know, the people that did park telephones and record conversations, and then they blackmail the people. Is it allowed in Islam to park telephone and record conversations? Because I know now this can actually split up the family to pieces, you know?
Yes, yes. Look, we are going to come into that part in the next ayah, inshallah, as we're going to go along. There is another aspect that I'm going to bring about where, you know, you use devious means of spying, prying into people's affairs and all of that. And in the next ayah of the surah, we will address that, inshallah. If you want to be patient, inshallah. Right, we will address it, inshallah. But jazakallah, that's the type of comments we want, and that's the type of suggestions we want, so that we know what are the areas that we need to address. If I can just continue with what we are discussing currently, and then in the next ayah, definitely we will address that part, inshallah. Jazakumullah. Yes, Maulana, as I said, we were discussing that the rules that apply to verbal speech and verbal communication equally, if not more, apply to social media. And the use of foul language is even worse on the social media platform than verbally using it. Why? What have you just done? You've just documented it. You just wrote it down. Now, I want to share with our listeners another classical concept. Many pious people of the past used to talk about that when you do good deeds, the environment where you do the good deed, the roads, the mountains, and they give examples. For example, when you go for Hajj, the mountains will give evidence before Allah that you were here. So your environment will give evidence of the good deeds that you do. But why do we separate this from our bad deeds? Why also separate it from the modern forms of communication? Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to bring these devices against me for everything that I have texted, for everything that I have posted, for everything that I have communicated? All of this is definitely going to be brought against us. And therefore I say that using this type of language on this medium is it actually worse, because you've documented it. And documenting it, once it's there forever. You can never remove it. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. And then Allah said, ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس اسم الفسوق. Making fun of each other. Through this, we sometimes even use this to make fun at each other. Allah created us and created our feelings. A sign of brotherhood is not making fun of each other, but building relationships. So on the social media, watch what you say. A person utters a word thoughtlessly. That is, without thinking about it being good or not. And as a result of this, he will fall down into the fire of Jahannam, deeper than the distance between the east and the west. This is a hadith of Sahih Muslim. Maulana, are you there, Maulana?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm hearing some like a break in the communication. This is a hadith. This narration is a reminder of our etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran regularly warns us about speaking without knowledge. And we often feel pressured to say something or share our opinions on a matter, not even realizing that we may be ignorant or even incorrect. Be mindful of leaving a negative comment about someone on the social media. Be mindful of leaving a negative comment about someone. It is bad enough to say something in person, but online it becomes public. It becomes recorded. Can you imagine a one-liner that you posted multiplying bad deeds months and years out till I don't know when? One bad liner that you've posted on the social media, and it will continue multiplying bad deeds for months and years for you, even sometimes even after you leave this world. So, a very good principle with regards to sharing is stop oversharing. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, said, it's enough for a man to be considered a liar that he narrates everything he hears. What you share on the social media is a representation of who you are. Many people put things like their profile, like RT endorsement, retweeted endorsement. But the reality is that it shows something about you when you share certain things. Represent yourself authentically. We spoke about the dual personalities in our previous discussion about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that the worst of people on the day of Qiyamah that will come before Allah is a two-faced person. And we said this does not only apply to your faith, but it also applies to your character. That when you have a dual personality, you're someone else on social media, and in your personal lives with people, you're someone else. So, all this RT, retweet, endorsement, it actually shows who you are. Something about you when you share certain things. Represent yourself authentically. Verily, the accuracy of verify the accuracy of anything you post. In fact, before you share something, as the first narration in this collection indicated, assess your intention of why you are sharing it in the first place. We spoke about innamal a'malu binniyat. Before just retweeting, before just endorsing, before just putting something there out, assess your intention. Why are you sharing this in the first place? Know your role. What role are you playing? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there will come to people years of treachery, when the liar will be regarded as honest and the honest man will be regarded as a liar. A traitor will be regarded as loyal, and the loyal will be regarded as a traitor. And the Ruwai Bida will decide matters. It was asked, who are the Ruwai Bida? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ignorant people who comment on public affairs. Subhanallah, look at this hadith. How apt is this hadith with regards to social media? How apt is this hadith with regards to social media? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come to the people years of treachery, when the liar will be regarded as honest, and the honest man will be regarded as a liar. The traitor will be regarded as loyal, and the loyal will be regarded as a traitor. And the Ruwai Bida will decide matters. It was asked, Rasulullah, who is the Ruwai Bida? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ignorant person who comments on public affairs. This hadith is recorded in Ibn Majah. People online love to show others that they care about causes, or that they are socially, politically, religiously active by commenting on anything and everything. This has given rise to a culture of outrage trolling, where people simply wait around for something to get upset and then post the statuses about it. It's not necessary to have an opinion about every issue. It's not necessary to have an opinion or a comment on everything. Then we go on to the next ayah. Maulana, if you want to make any comment, anything before we go on to the next ayah?
Well, I think we just have one SMS. Assalamu alaikum, respected Maulana. Very interesting topic. I have a teenage child, and it is very challenging regarding technology. Would appreciate. It says it's appreciated.
Okay, jazakumullah. And that's what we said, Maulana, from the beginning, that it is a very topical discussion, and there's hardly any home that is not affected by the use of social media. And like how we had said in the beginning, talabul ilmu faridatun ala kulli muslim, it is necessary to learn about things that you use, and it is incumbent upon us to know, as parents, to know what equipment and what device we are giving and how to control it. And inshallah, in our continuing discussions, we will address this part also.
Okay. Well, definitely, Maulana, even as we say, like when a child is born, he doesn't just know how to walk. You have to teach him how to walk or teach him how to talk. So in the same way with the social media, the time has come that it's like talking and walking, where we have to teach our children how to use the social media. We can't just lock them up without social media completely also.
Yes, yes, it's a reality. It's part of our life. It's part of our environment. As much as you would like not to, but you are forced to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can carry on.
Yeah. The next ayah that I would like also to discuss in our discussion on social media is the next ayah of Surah Hujarat, where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ ظَنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, O you who believe, abstain from many of the suspicions. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Abstain from many of suspicions. Some suspicions are most certainly sins. إن بعد الظن إثم. ولا تجسسوا, and do not be curious to find out faults of others. ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا, and do not backbite one another. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an analogy about backbiting. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Does one of you like that he eats the flesh of his dead brother? You would abhor it and fear Allah. Surely Allah is most relenting, very merciful. When we're talking about social media, and we want to apply this ayah to social media, it is so interesting that how alive is the ayat of the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, people who claim to have faith, be very conscious, be very careful, and stay away from assuming things about people. Because Allah says in that, a lot of that what you assume is actually sinful. A lot of your assumptions are sinful in nature, because you are assuming bad things about people. So the idea of assuming, of thinking bad about people, is prohibited in this ayah. This is where we have a huge problem today, because now, with our comfort levels with social media, we find that there are young people in our extended families that kind of sometimes reach out to Twitter, WeChat, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, and they ask us to follow them. You say, follow me, you know, there's this request. So it's like, okay, they're family members, they are friends, so we don't want to hurt their feelings, so we listen to what they have to say, and then we create WhatsApp chat groups and all of that. And then we have Facebooks, and then we post that we've just updated our statuses, and people, we like how many people have put a comment on our status, so we go ahead and follow them, and it's unbelievable. It's really a reality check. It's like anything that slightly occurs to somebody, or a thought that surfaces because of our comfort level with social media, we immediately document it. We immediately post it. We immediately tweet it. We immediately put it out there. I'm saying this again. It's a reality check for us. Anything that slightly occurs to somebody, even if a thought that surfaces because of our comfort level in our privacies of our home, and we immediately document that on our status, or we WhatsApp it, we immediately post it, we immediately tweet it, we immediately put it there. So this has become another huge problem. In fact, it's even a bigger problem than the first one. Because now we are always communicating. At least back in those days, there was this idea of assuming something, but it's only in your mind. You did not verbalize it. You don't want to say it because you are afraid that you might offend. But now, because of your comfort level with these forms of communication, and because we feel like maybe we are more under the radar, we can be more covert, we can be more secretive. Sometimes we can even be anonymous, the brother that called about that. We can even be anonymous. We have an anonymous account, some random fake account, whatever the case may be. So now we're actually verbalizing. We're actually stating whatever assumption that has come into our head randomly. Now imagine the difference now. Under a fake persona, under a fake WhatsApp group name, under a fake Facebook page, a thought has come, you've assumed something and you just documented it. You've just made it public. Now we're actually verbalizing, we're actually stating whatever assumption that has come into our heads randomly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be careful even what we think about other people. But we took what we think of other people and we just started stating it. And we've just started putting it out there. So Allah even goes forward and say, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not spy against one another. Do not pry and poke into other people's businesses and into other people's details. This is another huge topic. And it's another big issue with social media. This is talking about stalking someone, spying on someone, prying on someone. You follow a person's Facebook, and then you see all the people that are following that particular person. So now you become interested. And then you start following all the followers of that person. And then you go into their private lives. So you are actually stalking, you are actually prying, you are actually spying on someone else. Now you see how this ayah is actually addressing a very huge problem on social media, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in an amazing hadith, and Rasulullah said, from the perfection, from the beauty, from the magnificence, from the excellence of someone's practice of the religion of Islam. That what allows a person to excel in practicing Islam and their faith is to leave that which does not concern you. Now look at this hadith. How appropriate is this hadith when we start following people that we're not supposed to follow? From the protection, from the beauty, from the magnificence, from the excellence of someone's practice of his religion, is that he leaves that which does not concern him. To put it in simple language, Rasulullah is saying, mind your own business. You want to be a good Muslim? Then mind your own business. The perfection of our religion, the excellence of our religion, is learning to mind our own business. There is another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, where he talks of things that might be a grey area. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, leave that which might cause you some doubt, might lead you into a grey area. And to do that which obviously does not lead to a grey area, that keeps you away from any type of harm, any type of bad. So the issue of spying, the issue of prying, the issue of digging into other people's Facebook pages, the issue of digging into other people's business, this is another huge issue that we have on social media. Respecting people's privacy, understanding the importance of one's sanctity, understanding the importance of respecting the privacy of people. Violating someone's privacy is a violation of someone's trust. There is a very interesting anecdote, like something to chew on, something like food for thought. I will just mention that before we conclude for today's discussion, Maulana.
Sure.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a ruling. He tells us that if someone is spying into your home, if someone is spying on you, like peeping into your home, and you notice that there is somebody there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you take a stick and you poke their eyes out, like you see somebody spying on you from a hole in the wall or from the keyhole, and you take a stick and you poke them in the eye and injure them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there will be no recourse in this situation against you. There is nothing against you if you do so. You will not be held accountable for your action, for injuring or causing harm to that individual. There will be no recourse because you are within your rights of what you did. Very interesting. I'm not going around saying that you should hurt people, and this is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has meant. But consider what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making a statement here. Why is it that when there is such a high premium that is placed on the rights of others, there is such a high premium placed on the rights and the safety of others, safety in society, respecting people, averting harm, discouraging violence against society and community, there is such a high premium of that within the Quran, within the religion of Islam, then why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that if somebody is spying on you, if somebody is peeking onto your home, and you poke their eye out, that you won't be held accountable for that, because that person who is doing so has crossed so many lines that we can't even begin to consider your reaction to that person, because this was so far beyond the scope of decency that it just went into a whole other realm altogether. So I want us to consider and think about how Islam looks upon and how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks upon somebody that violates the rights of someone else's privacy and trust. How disdain and with what contempt the religion of Islam has for somebody who violates somebody else's privacy. This is a huge problem, and even so, this is going to cross over into other topics and other issues. But I just want to again enumerate that the very proven practical things that fall under this issue of respecting other people's privacy, when we talk about the social media, now a lot of people say, now well, if you got a Facebook account, then you can find people and you can set privacy settings and you can set restrictions and whatever the case is, that's definitely true. And I would go as far as saying that we will discuss that again, inshallah. But part of the responsibility is, if you utilize social media, is taking out a few minutes to understand how this actually works. What are the settings? What are the privacy settings? And all of that, and figure out that responsibility we do have. We don't borrow a car to somebody if they do not have a license, right? We don't do that. We obviously understand that if you hand somebody a very powerful tool, something that has a lot of workings and has a lot of mechanics and a lot of complication, then that education is necessary. Today, unfortunately, there is a lack of responsibility, there is a lack of awareness and responsibility and personal responsibility. We need to continue with this discussion, Maulana. Time has gone so fast. Sure. I will conclude here, and inshallah, next week we will continue from here.
Sure. Maulana, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. We hope to speak to Maulana next week, Wednesday again.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It brings to the end of today's episode. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Bam, and my engineer, Tufail Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.